Monday was Earth Day. We've got Gaylene joining us with EPRA talking about recycling electronics. So I guess, first of all, maybe just let's tell people what EPRA is. What do you guys do, Gaylene?
Well, we are represent the manufacturers and distributors of electronic products within Saskatchewan, and we ensure that they have a end-of-life recycling program for the items that residents purchase in Saskatchewan.
Okay, and so why is it important to recycle the electronics through you guys, maybe not from somewhere else? What is it that makes you different?
Well, we audit all of our processors. We do the initial stage of processing within Canada. We don't send it overseas until it's ready to be kind of put back into the manufacturing supply chain, all those bits and pieces of plastic, glass, and metal. And we ensure that the safe and secure destruction of that personal data, because people are always worried about what's on their devices, and we shred them, so...
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question, actually, because
yeah.
I'm in, you know, I had a computer at one time, and my brother's a bit of a computer guy, and I'm like, what do I do with this hard drive? And he was like, you know, take an axe to it. And it's like, well, I don't know. Do I have to take an axe to it before I give it to you guys, or you'll like safely get rid of all this stuff? Or
Well, you could take an axe to it, but we would prefer not to.
That's kind of what I thought. And it was parts were flying in the garage, and I was like, I should be wearing glasses for this. Like, it's, I'm like, there's got to be a better way, and I think you must be the better way.
We are the better way. We do think that people should try to take off their data. I mean, there might be something that they want to retain. But if it can't be turned on, doesn't operate anymore at all, then be rest assured that when it gets to us, the next step in that whole process is for it to go to our processors where it is not turned on. We don't care about that. We'll just shred it. And then, as I said, the bits and pieces of the metals that aren't in your garage, the bits and pieces that aren't in your garage are actually safely handled and shredded. And then, as I said, put back into the manufacturing supply chain to make new items.
That's kind of cool. So, I mean, kind of envisioning like this huge room of all the stuff that you guys have shredded and are taking care of. But like what all goes in there? If I'm looking around the house, it's, you know, spring cleaning time. If I'm seeing something that maybe has been sitting there too long or doesn't even work anymore that I'm kind of forgetting about, what can I bring in? What can I drop off?
Well, you can bring in things that are small and are large. So the small things are like your earbuds, your headphones, the power cables to all of your devices, how you connect your printer to your computer, that cable as well, microwave ovens, display devices, desktop computers, laptops, video gaming systems. We even take floor-standing copiers from businesses. And it doesn't matter how old the device is. It could be your grandfather's 70-year-old TV. We'll still take it for recycling.
Beautiful. I'm thinking right now in my house, we have like this junk drawer that has so many old wires and connectors that I don't know what things they go to. My wife is just like, where are these even from? I'm like, I don't know. Don't get rid of them because you never know. But it might be time to haul those off. I didn't realize you guys took all those. That's great.
Yes. Yes, we do. If they're still usable, there's a certainly different things you can do with them. You can potentially, I think, the Library of Things is one thing, place where you can take them where they'll kind of sort them out by manufacturer type or useful type. But if you really don't know what they're for, put them in with your recycling and then drop them off at one of our collection depots.
Gaylene, I have to tell you, I didn't know what to expect when you phoned, and I'm all inspired. I'm like,
oh, great.
I can't wait to get home and start rummaging through the house.
That'll be great. Your family will love you.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning, and appreciate the call and all of the info.
Okay, great.